Growing up, we were involved in everything together. He pretty much followed me everywhere I went and kind of mirrored all of the stuff that I was doing, for good or for bad.
His Grace, Life After War.
I served 2 combat tours in Afghanistan.
Always being close with brothers, always following kind of his lead, I took that example and went forward and joined the military.
I was in psychological operations, which is psychological warfare, and I was attached to a special forces group.
I was a broadcast journalist for a combat brigade. In Iraq, I filmed combat operations, humanitarian operations, and all of our media.
After some of the things that I did in Afghanistan, I was really proud of my service. When I got home, I wanted to feel like I had done something for the country, and I just wanted to be normal. And when I got back, it was anything but normal.
Just like my brother said, it was a rough transition. I had a lot of things not go my way when I got back from Iraq. I didn't really understand what was happening to me.
I got home and I started to have repeated memories of some bad days in Afghanistan, and I started to have nightmares and some of the missions I was involved in, and I just couldn't get those images out of my mind. Couldn't go to sleep at night. I couldn't believe that I was involved in stuff like that. Killing and war and carnage, and it just took me to a place where, you know, I just didn't want to be.
Post-traumatic stress attacks everything that's really normal and good in your life. Most oftentimes you don't even recognize it. A loud noise that scares you, or a flashback to a memory, smelling something that makes you go back to that time. Your relationships are so strained just because you're always in this inner struggle and you're always so tight, and you don't want to let anybody in. It just closes you off emotionally, physically, spiritually.
Because of a back injury that I suffered in combat, I was prescribed OxyContin. I started to self-medicate with that to hide my emotional pain and to try to feel normal. Quickly, that turned into heroin.
All too often with post-traumatic stress, that's how it ends up. You turn to something that's going to take away your pain right now. It's that instant gratification. You want it to be gone, and that's the way I coped with it, was turning to drugs. Growing up in a good family and seeing a lot of good things in my life, using took away everything. The lowest it took me was being homeless, with no money, with no clothes, staying in an abandoned house. It takes your soul away.
During this whole period of time, we were with each other every day. We were using together. I was hiding his addiction, he was hiding mine. I wanted to be clean, and I wanted to have a life in the church that I was raised in. But at this point, I couldn't even make that choice. I knew that I needed help, and I couldn't do it on my own. I ended up having to be in the emergency room because of a complication that surfaced because of my heroin use. It was in that hospital room. I finally submitted my complete will to my Savior, Jesus Christ. And almost immediately when I finally did that, I felt a comfort that I can't describe. He knew what I was going through, and he put his arms around me and lifted my soul, and he took those burdens away from me almost immediately.
When he made his transition, that was a big thing for me. That was the moment where I woke up and said, I've got to do something different. This isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. I was sent here to do something different than this. When I kind of came to and woke up, I followed his example again, and I didn't recover until I turned to Christ.
I started to abstain from drugs. That kind of made my post-traumatic stress resurface. There's no way that those memories can just go away. Just last night I had a nightmare. But it's the way that I deal with it now, because I know that the Savior is always there. I can wake up every day and continuously apply His atonement to my life. I don't think you can ever completely be healed from post-traumatic stress, but I just think that the way my life is now, the post-traumatic stress is manageable and it doesn't bring me down anymore.
The grace of Christ has helped me overcome post-traumatic stress in a way, just like my brother says, it takes away the pain of the memories. I find a lot of solace in the scriptures when a certain young man is telling his son about how he was racked with torment and he was harrowed up in his memory of his sins. And then when he turned to the Savior Jesus Christ, he could still remember those things, but the pain was gone. And that's very much how it is for me now. I still remember those things and I still get sad sometimes and things still affect me certain ways, but the pain, the overbearing pain is not there. I can go out and face the world and almost be, you know, and be happy to do that.
I harbored so much hatred towards the men that killed my friends and shot at me and tried to kill me, and through the grace of Christ I was able to forgive them, actually forgive my enemies. And when I did that, it was almost like the chains of bondage were released. And so those memories are still there, but I don't hate them. And that's the key, I think, to everything. I was able to come to an understanding that the Savior Jesus Christ makes all of the difference. He suffered for my post-traumatic stress, for my heroin addiction. And once I finally came to that understanding, I knew that every day I could wake up and I could give that to Him.
For me, I felt like I was in this thing alone my whole life, but I wasn't. When I realized that my Savior Jesus Christ was always there, He cares for me. And even when I can't care for myself, in a world where everything is so dark and everything is makes you feel like you're alone, that's been my anchor. And that's been the thing that is able to get me from where I was in my past to where I am now. The Savior literally saved my life.
To listen to more episodes of His Grace, visit MormonChannel.org.